before I set up my blog in February, I'd never read a blog. I didn't know that there was such a thing as a blogging community. It was a complete unknown to me. But I was asked in February to go out to Iraq to cover the war there, and I was looking for a very simple way of keeping in touch, initially keeping in touch with my family and friends. I knew communications out there were going to be difficult. I knew that the chances to phone home were going to be few and far between. I knew that I wouldn't have time to sit down and write a dozen emails to my family every day. But I wanted some way of them at least knowing that I was okay, that I was safe, what I was up to. I knew also that I was embarking on what was going to be a very historic time and a very interesting assignment. And I wanted initially my friends to share it in some way if they could. And with those criteria in mind, I inadvertently became a blogger. For the first few weeks, it was all fairly... The traffic to the website was fairly low-key. It was the sort of people who I would have expected to have been checking in, my immediate family and my friends. But suddenly, the number of visitors exploded towards the end of March, and I looked at why, and I realised that The Guardian had written an article in which they mentioned my blog. And suddenly the number of visitors exploded overnight. It went from sort of 20 or 30 to thousands every day. A number of newspaper articles followed in that Guardian article, and suddenly I found myself being lumped upon these people who were called war bloggers, which was never my intention. But I just happened to be in a war zone and I happened to be doing a blog, so I became a war blogger. I thought I was just talking to my family and friends, so I would sit down in an evening and write whatever came into my head. If I'd interviewed someone interesting, if I'd been somewhere memorable, I would write about it. I started receiving emails from people, and it caused me to think a bit more deeply about what I was writing. People would write to me and they'd say, "We don't get this kind of stuff from CNN. You're showing us a side of the war that we don't normally get to see, and you're making it more real to us. The war that we see on TV seems very unreal, and somehow you're making it more real to us." And for the first time, I started thinking about whether what I was doing on the blog was actually a form of journalism, and if it was a form of journalism, should I be applying the same rigour to what I was writing on the blog to the sort of rigour that I would apply to a piece I was writing for the BBC. On the blog, I made no attempt to check stories that people were telling me. I made no attempt to get second sources for the information that people were giving me, all the things that I would normally do as a journalist. And I started thinking, well, maybe I should be more rigorous, maybe I should take this a bit more seriously, because certainly, you know, up until this point, I wasn't. It was just a bit of fun. But in the end, I decided that what made the blog so different from mainstream news sources, what it was that people were attracted to, was the very spontaneity of it, the fact that it wasn't being filtered, the fact that it wasn't being packaged. It was the raw information I was receiving from people. I was in a privileged position of being out in Iraq in the middle of a war, and people were telling me things, and rather than filtering it for the audience, I tried to keep it as spontaneous as possible.